We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
The reason I got so excited about going to Pinterest 4 years ago was we were able to swing the conversation back to what empowers people and excites people to pull out their wallet, as opposed to starting with the transaction. We start with the inspiration.
I'm Bill Thorne from the National Retail Federation, and this is Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. Today, I'm going to turn over the microphone to my very good friend, my colleague, and sometimes co-host, Sarah Rand. Sarah, take it away.
Thank you, Bill. And I'm joined today by my co-host, my colleague, and my friend, Chris Stewart.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. You happy about today?
Super excited about today.
Why are you excited?
I'm excited because we're going to talk to somebody from Pinterest, which is the inspirational place where everyone goes when they're designing new rooms or outfits or, let's face it, lives.
I know. Everybody gets to be creative today, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. All right. Well, Chris tipped it off. We are here with Amy Venner. She is the head of retail strategy for Pinterest. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Amy, you're with Pinterest.
Sarah, I am with Pinterest. That is correct.
We are a retail podcast.
I love being here. This is so fun.
What does Pinterest have to do with retail?
Everything. Retail and Pinterest is the intersection of inspiration, visual, personalization, lots of retail core assets.
Was Pinterest always that way?
Pinterest, from its very beginning, has been very visually inspiring. And so, yes, it's kind of the roots of retail is inspiration. And Pinterest has always played into that strength.
I like that. How long have you been there?
This October will be 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, and it feels like both 2 weeks and a long time. It's grown. I was there when it was like 375 people, and now we're, I don't know the latest, but somewhere over 1,400.
That's amazing.
How about the user growth? How is that?
Same kind of thing, trajectory. Our growth recently is actually stronger than when I first started on a bigger base. So we're up to over 200 million monthly active users.
Active users. How about, do you have any idea about lurkers, people who come in? For instance, I totally confess I'm a bit of a lurker. I use it maybe once a year, but when I use it, just like I said, you know, I want to redesign the room. Yeah, exactly. I want to redesign a room. And I spend 3 days just surfing and finding cool things that I like. And I throw them all up onto a board. And then I can look and say, oh, look, that's my theme. Clearly, this is what I like.
Yeah, totally. Designing your life. But yeah, that 200 million number is monthly active users.
Okay.
So you wouldn't quite fall into that. You're active, sure. But maybe not every month.
Power pinner.
Ooh. Yeah. Not a lurker. You don't use that term there.
We don't.
That's Chris's
because
term.
Even when you're
herself term.
When you're lurking, it's not really lurking because you're, to your point earlier, you're designing your life. Mm-hmm. So it's a very different process than lurking. It's very self-focused.
Yeah. We were talking ahead of this internally at NRF, and the word discovery kept coming up and how important discovery is to the retail journey and how Pinterest is essentially it is where you go to discover. Is that how you guys see yourselves?
Yeah, I love that you guys talked about that without us prompting that, because just when you think about how retail and digital and e-com has evolved over time, I mean, back in the day, I was really at the root of it, or at the beginning stages of digital, and it was a lot about just optimizing to the transaction and the last signal of intent. And if we say that retail's rooted in inspiration, where's the discovery about like possibilities in your life? And so the reason I got so excited about going to Pinterest 4 years ago was we were able to swing the conversation back to what empowers people and excites people to pull out their wallet, as opposed to starting with the transaction. We start with the inspiration.
You guys have a search tool that I think is super cool. Can you talk a little bit about Pinterest Lens?
Yeah, totally. And if you have, I don't know to what extent, Chris, that you've been using Pinterest recently as your once a year timeframe, but we've rolled out quite a bit of new visual search technology, and Lens is one of them. It was about a year and a half ago now that we started it, rolled it out, but it's the opportunity to use your camera as your pivot point for discovery. So instead of having to type in words and know the exact words, or to say them and know the words again, you use your camera and things in the real world. You take a picture or a picture you already have, and Pinterest gives you the opportunity to see all kinds of related ideas and get you to discover things that are aesthetically similar or that are related. Mm-hmm. And it's a new space. I would say it's probably where voice was maybe in 2015 or so. So, you know, the discovery and the visual aspect combined is really powerful in retail.
So say, for instance, I have this blue dress and I'm trying to figure out what kind of shoes or bag to wear with it. Can I take a selfie?
Perfect example.
And, you know, put it up there and then search with that. And then it will not only find a blue dress, but it might find the same cut, the same length, the same, the same kind of body shape of the person that's wearing it. Is it that kind
There's
of detail?
There's a lot of visual cues that it takes into consideration, including all the things you said. And then in addition to that, you can combine text with visual.
Okay.
So you take that picture of the blue dress.
Right.
And then you put in shoes, or maybe put in scarf or jacket. And then the pairing opportunity of things that are visually similar or that go well together.
Yeah.
It's powerful. And especially with trends, like when you're trying to find something that's maybe, you've got a staple in your closet. Maybe that blue dress is a staple, but you want to kind of dress it up or get a little more timely with it. And Pinterest helps you discover all kinds of products related to that.
Yeah.
Are your do you call them customers? Your
pinners.
Your pinners. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Not lurkers. Pinners. Are your pinners driving that kind of innovation for you guys? Are you listening to them? Are you trying to predict what they want? How do you know? How do you know that they want to take a picture of their blue dress and find something that matches?
Yeah, we do a lot of listening to our pinners. They tell us a lot of things because they're very engaged and they have been using Pinterest for a while. So there has been a lot of feedback that we've been able to get that incorporates our roadmap and how we end up rolling out new products. Because visual search, while it's very intuitive, because if you think about your eyes being a navigation point for things in the world that you're interested in, you know it when you see it. That's a very intuitive thing. But as sort of a behavior right now, we're not as conditioned to search for things with our camera as we are typing them in.
Or speaking them in,
which isn't really as natural of a shopping behavior.
Right.
So to your point, we're getting feedback from consumers, but we're also rolling out things that we're watching their behavior from to see how it works. So for example, like we partner really closely with Target, and Target, they're the retail partner that has integrated Lens into their app. And so they're able to let their guests use the app both, you know, in store and in real life, and then take pictures of something that inspires them. And instead of pulling back everything in their catalog, Lens helps them pull back just those products that are specifically similar, aesthetically relevant, you know, to the picture that they took. So it helps the guest narrow down what it is that they could buy from Target.
Wow, I have not seen that.
But that's like a new behavior, right?
And things so, I'll be doing in 25 minutes.
yeah. And if you're in a grocery store and you see something, you know, that's on sale, we're finding like pinner behavior. We found someone down in, I think it was Georgia, but this pinner shared with us that they took a picture of an avocado because it was on sale. Uh-huh. And they got ideas from Pinterest on different recipes that they could use with that avocado. So it's new behavior that consumers, I think it's natural and intuitive, but it's not necessarily the way they've been doing it to date. So there's a lot to learn.
I love that this encourages people to be curious.
Yes.
I feel like you lose curiosity. I have little kids and they ask a gazillion questions.
Totally.
And I think I must have done that and I don't now. And things like this, they're like, oh, here's an avocado. It's on sale for a dollar.
Yep.
But what do I do with it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can make.
Mm-hmm. Gives you tons of new ideas. And you're right. The curiosity, the creativity, the ability to sort of get outside of your normal behavior, I think is powerful, especially as adults.
Are you seeing anybody else doing interesting things with this visual search? Are you guys, you know, do you look to other companies, other firms that are using technology? And do you see anybody doing things that you guys are like, oh, that's kind of interesting. How can we start incorporating that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the space itself is evolving so much right now. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of different ways that there's experiments that are going on and different ways people are using it. But I enjoy partnering and seeing retailers who are leaning in to try to find new experiences for their customer to engage with their products in a way that creates more of an experience. And so, you know, West Elm is an example of a partner, a retailer who's done some interesting things where they've partnered with Pinterest and allowed the pinners to take a board. Like, for example, I moved into a new place in Oakland about a year ago, and we're now at the point where we've finished landscaping our backyard, but we need to get some furniture. Right. And so the West Elm application actually was really relevant to me because I have a board called Outdoor Inspiration. Mm-hmm. And so I have a bunch of furniture and different things on that board. And what this experience allows me to do is put the board name into the West Elm Style Finder. And then it pulls all my products in and it pulls back from that relevant products that West Elm sells that are visually similar.
Oh, nice.
But maybe something I wouldn't have considered initially.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it gives me new ways to think about things I like from different retailers that sell it.
Wow. So Pinterest is, of course, very digital, right? It's virtual. I mean, are you seeing any kind of partnerships where you're more of like the physical bricks and mortar products exposure?
Like in-store kind of thing or in general?
Yeah. I mean, you guys partnered with Michaels, correct? And that was like a physical box,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That box was the opportunity to kind of take a trend, Shibori, that was happening and mix it in with a kit that allows people to make something. Mm-hmm. Another example, you know, would maybe be the Home Depot and being able to, they did this really great campaign called Built-In Pins, where they allowed consumers to not only get inspired by transforming the room, which looked like sort of a pin, and then they put it in fast motion video, and the couple would go into the room, tear it apart, and then build it back together in Home Depot paint, and not just paint because you already associate Home Depot, but soft goods and all the products you could buy from Home Depot to make this room. Mm-hmm. It's very like on trend. Mm-hmm. So it takes the consumer from inspiration to action and the ability to go and take action and actually buy those things to transform your room.
Yeah.
Just kind of fun.
Definitely.
You guys do a lot of consumer research.
Yes.
In fact, I have to tell you, Catherine Colon, who is our guru of consumer research at NRF, wrote an email and was like, they do amazing stuff. I use it all the time. Their insights are great. But I imagine you must have a lot of data, right? You know what people are searching for. You know what they're... So like Halloween comes. Mm-hmm. You guys probably have the best indicators of what costumes are going to be hot.
Yeah, I look at it sort of as the world's largest focus group. Because consumers are constantly giving signal by what they're clicking on, what they're looking at. We do over 600 million visual searches every month. So there's a lot of data there in addition to the text searches and then just clicking. And so, as it relates to Halloween, as it relates to holiday, I know, you know, there's a lot of retailers that because of the planning mindset and the active consideration of the consumer, retailers are thinking about Pinterest as the platform to go to for their marketing campaigns a month earlier than other platforms, just to get ahead of that consumer so that when they are considering the brand for that retailer and the products they sell are in that consideration set and not just part of that last touch.
How are you turning the visual searches into information that you guys can use?
You know, there's tons of annotations that are attached to each pin. We have a variety of ways we flag content in terms of it being an interest or a coterie. And then we're able to allow advertisers to target against that. So we have thousands of interests that each pin can be associated with. And the way a consumer... How much do you pin, Sarah? Are you on it very often?
Or? I'm probably the lurker. I'm not pinning, but I'm using the search tool all the time.
Exactly, yeah. And so when you're searching, those are signals to your point about the visual aspect. But for the people that save, and I'm a big saver because I need to kind of come back to these ideas. I kind of collect them all and then I refine them. The name of the boards that you save your content to is also a signal. So it's curation combined with actual data and that power of having the personal curation with actual data and annotations is, in my opinion, a very strong way to understand the pulse of what's happening pre-seasonal moment.
You guys are obviously all over the world. People are pinning. Do you see a lot of differences in how people use Pinterest in the US versus other countries?
Yeah, I mean, we're expanding a lot, to your point, globally. US is really where we got the majority of our strength to start with. And now that whole ecosystem is expanding to all over. And so there is definitely behavioral similarities, but there's also some fun nuances that go on in each market. And we're learning that over time. Every time we go into a new market, the content that we want to partner with retailers, but also just content providers in general, having it be local, we're learning a lot through that process.
So what's coming down the road for Pinterest? You guys going into, you're doing the lens uses augmented reality-ish, correct?
I would consider it more of a computer vision, like the ability to take what's in the real world, but mm-hmm. then turn it into ideas as yeah. opposed to create a new reality. It's mm-hmm. it's more about like helping people take something that they inspired by and help them do it in real life by connecting them with those ideas. But in terms of what's next, I would, you know, we're constantly innovating on helping people to discover things, but also then go out in the world and do those things. So we continue to iterate on our shopping opportunities around enabling consumers to easily go and pivot from finding that thing they love to then connecting the dots on who they can get it from.
Right.
And go into that either buy it, make it, do mm-hmm. it mindset. So it's fun. There's a lot like shop the look where we're constantly improving. We do that in the home and apparel categories mm-hmm. and allow retailers to work with partners like Olaplex or Curaleaf or ShopStyle and take inspirational lifestyle imagery and really make that actionable mm-hmm. So you can actually go and buy that. And that's an interesting space too, just helping retailers know how and what works so that we're not just in a, you know, product lay down shot with white background. We're actually giving consumers something trusted from brands, but also gets them to actually know where and how to buy the product.
You've talked about some of the bigger retailers that you guys have partnered with. What advice do you have for a small or medium retailer who's trying to, you know, knows their customers are on Pinterest, wants to take advantage of that, but, you know, isn't Target?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, one of the things I love about Pinterest is it democratizes shopping. So it gives, whether you're big or small, it gives the opportunity to put a really compelling, inspiring object imagery in front of a consumer, whether you're big or small as a retailer. And so we work with a lot of small and medium-sized businesses that have really interesting products and services and get them to help their content get onto Pinterest. So the save button and getting that on their site mm-hmm. So that consumers can easily save it and bring it into Pinterest.
Yep.
Working with Pinterest to provide us the feeds for the small and medium-sized businesses so that their products are discoverable on Pinterest, and just creating a business profile and allowing consumers to actually go on and find that business so that they can actually take the content and put it into boards that they have or into their mindset.
So there are business users basically who can, like, I'm a local gift store and I can have a page that is, or, you know, a board that is all housewarming gifts or all
exactly
new
you
baby
can create
gifts.
All kinds of boards based on the products
yeah.
and kinds of ways you want consumers to think about your products.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's excellent.
Amy, I am sorry to say that I think we're getting the high sign.
Okay.
So we're going to have to wrap it up. But before we do something you might not know called rapid fire. We're going to ask you some questions. Just say whatever pops into your head.
Got it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire. Thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
All right, Chris, you want to take the first question?
What is the best purchase you've made under $100?
Oh, gosh, this one stumped me. What is the best purchase I've made under
$100?
Mirror, entryway mirror.
Oh, it's important to have that.
Yeah, I've been looking for a long time and it was $89. It was pretty, I see it every time I walk in the door. I like it.
What's the last thing you pinned?
the last thing I pinned? Ooh, horizontal fence.
Ooh.
Ideas. Definitely. Nice. Lots of horizontal fence ideas.
I hope you'll be posting pictures of your backyard because I'm so intrigued now that you guys are.
Exactly. That's the, so I'll do that probably on another digital platform, but on Pinterest, I find the ideas to take the action.
What superpower would you like to have?
Intuition. Being just a little bit more in tune with like feeling out something so I can act even just a little bit smarter.
Good answer.
Mountains or beach?
Mountains.
What's the last book you read?
Oh, I'm so bad with names. I pictured it's about this blind woman in France right around the time of the end of the war.
Oh, All the Light You Can't, yes. We Cannot See.
Thank you.
Of course.
Well done.
Yes.
Isn't it funny? Now that we have digital books, I feel like you don't see the cover anymore.
Nope.
And you're just like, I know what it's about. I don't remember who it's
exactly.
by or what the title was or what mm-hmm. it looked like. All right, Chris, take the last one.
Okay. What is always in your refrigerator?
This is so boring. Milk.
It does the body good.
2% whole. 2% primarily. I have a 4-year-old, but I also have a 7-year-old. They both love milk.
Oh, Chris and I are both moms. We can relate to that one.
I also have a white wine usually in there for moms.
Mother's milk.
All right. If somebody out there possibly doesn't know how to get more information about Pinterest, where should they go?
business.pinterest.com. Lots of good success stories and access to our news updates. But yeah, that and customer success. Yeah, that's the spot. Business.pinterest.
Okay. Thank you for joining us, Amy.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Fun day.
Chris, thanks for being here today.
Thanks, guys.
And thank you for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. We'll post more information about the topics we discussed today on our website, retailgetsreal.com, where you can also find links to other episodes. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.